I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. A national emergency is declared in Nigeria. Meanwhile, Christians in the Middle East and North Africa study what gracious conflict looks like in the church. That story coming your way in a few moments, but we start in Nigeria. A rise in militant group attacks prompted Nigeria's president to declare a nationwide security emergency late last month. Todd Nettleton from the Voice of Martyrs USA says,
"The government has said they're going to recruit 20,000 more police officers and get them trained and get them involved in helping against these kind of attacks."
A few hundred people have been kidnapped in just the past 2 weeks, including children. One attack last weekend saw a bride and her bridesmaids also abducted.
It's not all localized to one specific area. It is across sort of the northern and even central part of Nigeria. That's a concern.
Another concern is the scale. Attackers devote major resources to holding hundreds captive. Motives appear to range from kidnapping for profit to targeting Christians for their faith. Their chaotic tactics hinder quick response. The government has secured a few rescues, but many remain in captivity. Many communities live under a constant shadow of threat. The Voice of Martyrs USA helps Nigerian widows with a vocational training.
That is one of our significant ministries in Nigeria, as well as helping the church, equipping and encouraging pastors, helping Christians in the aftermath of some of these attacks.
Pray for the endurance of Nigerian believers, especially those missing their kidnapped relatives. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, faith in the U.S. is on a downward slope. A recent Gallup report shows only 49% of American adults now consider religion important to their daily lives. 10 years ago, that number was 66%. Brad Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministries says,
"When we see reports like this that come out, this looks like a crisis moment. And it is in some ways, but the fact is that with the declining number of people who identify as religious, it's actually just more important than ever that individuals encounter a relationship with Jesus."
It's a reminder for believers to always be mission-minded. As you interact with coworkers, neighbors, and loved ones, you never know who is struggling with a spiritual void.
2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us." So as we look around us, it's important that those who say, "Well, I'm not very religious," encounter someone who can show them what a relationship really is like.
Start with this simple prayer.
I refer to it as the three open prayer in our ministry. And it is simply, "Lord, open a door. Lord, open their heart. And Lord, open my mouth."
Read the full report at our website, missionnews.org. And next week, a new training course from the MENA Leadership Center will help believers tackle a topic that some might consider taboo: conflict. Dr. Jen Murph with the MENA Leadership Center explains.
"But in a ministry context, we often have these unspoken expectations that spiritual people, godly people, Christians should not have conflict. But that's just a farce. Truly, it really is."
Believers need to pursue Christ-likeness in how we navigate conflicts or hard conversations. Murph says conflict not only strengthens ministry relationships, but it's also one way God changes us to be more like Jesus.
"The things that I've learned the most, in all honesty, is through conflict. It wasn't through the good times."
Biblical conflict resolution starts with Matthew 18. That includes going directly to the person. In the honor-shame cultures prevalent in the MENA region, a respectful approach is even more critical.
"There's often less separation between ministry and family. So your ministry partners literally become like relatives in at least the MENA."
How about you? Is there a conflict you are avoiding in your church or ministry relationships? Prayer for God's perspective is critical.
First, you need to pray, "Lord, how should I handle this conflict? What is the best way that reflects your heart?"
Read more of this conversation at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.